Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solution. We come to you and bring you real-life people that have gone through the fire, gone through different situations and issues, but they've come out, and so they're here to share their stories with you. They're here. We have experts that come on the line and share tips that can make your life a little bit more productive, make your marriage, make your walk a little bit more productive. And so that's what we do. I am on a mission from the Lord to just carry out the vision, and that is to provide hope and inspire those that feel like they are by themselves and feel like they're alone. And today's show will do that. We're going to provide you with some tips and some different ideas that you can use in your marriage to keep it tight and to keep it right. Well, we want you to check us out online at breatheagainmagazine.org. Go online, read stories of people that have overcome adversity in their lives. If you know somebody that needs to hear a story or read a story, share it with them. Click the little share button. That's why it's there. You can click it and share it with somebody. Send them the email, because if you know that your sister or you know that your brother is going through a rough time in whatever situation that they're going through, and you know somebody that has gone through that same situation or you read about them, you should provide them with a tool or with a story to encourage them or motivate them, because maybe you don't know how to help them. And a lot of times we get in trouble because a lot of times we give people our opinions and what we think they should do. And sometimes the best thing to do is to just shut up and to pray, if we all know what we're talking about. So to God be the glory. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again and connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/breatheagainmag. And if you have a powerful testimony, I want to hear from you. I want you to connect with me so I can take your story, bring you online, and share your story with somebody that needs to hear it. There are people out here on the verge of suicide. They're on the verge of giving up. They're on the verge of just throwing in the towel because they feel like they're by themselves. They feel like they're the only ones that have gone through what they're going through. And we want them to know that they're not the first, they won't be the last, and because you made it, they will make it too. So to God be the glory for great things he has done, he is doing, and he is going to do. I'm excited. I'm excited, and y'all know that's my buzzword. I'm excited just for being here another day. There's so many people that did not make it another day, but we did. So we need to be excited, and we need to be grateful for us just being able to breathe again. We do have some news we want to share with you. We have So You Want to Write a Book. We have an event that's coming up in February. It's an Aspiring Writers Workshop in Richmond, Virginia. It's going to be held on February 23rd. Registration is just $20. And So You Want to Write a Book, Now What? Sounds like my book, right? So He Cheated, Now What? So, yes, I will be facilitating the workshop, and I'm stepping out of my box and sharing the things that I have been blessed with and people have taught me, so I'm going to teach and give back and share, because there's so many people out here that have stories and their lives need to be in print, really, or they have some fiction stories that they want to share. So come on out. It's $20, that's all, and it's a write-off. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org for more information. And then I want to send a congratulations, huge congratulations, to Friends Network member Dr. Taffy Wagner. She released the Money Manager, it's the Marriage and Money Over a Meal app, in Google Play on yesterday. Now, I had the privilege of being one of the beta testers a few months back, and the I highly recommend this app. And basically, you go to Google Play. If you have a Droid, you can search for Money and Marriage Over a Meal and download it on your Droid. It's free. And basically, you can, you know, if you're out at the restaurant with your boo or you want to bring up some money issues, she gives you different tips that you can use monthly while you're out sharing a meal. Because let me tell you something, I love to eat. And it's hard to be fussing when you want to finish your meal. So if you, you know, she's giving you different ways that you can approach the money issues, because that's one of the issues that tear marriages apart and why the divorce rate is really high. Other issues, but that's one of the main issues. So congratulations to Dr. Taffy Wagner for launching that app. Well, you know what? I give you an inspiration for today. I give you something that will inspire you or motivate you each show. Something I read or something in my quiet time the Lord dropped in my spirit or something that I wrote. Now, today I'm talking about being humble. I wrote a post on Facebook about being humble. And, you know, we talk about we're humble all the time, and we throw out these words, Lord, humble me and keep me humble, and I know I'm humble. But do we really know what it's like to be humble? We see people that appear to have less than us, but they weren't always that way. We look at people sometimes on the streets, and we look at people that may be going through a rough time in their lives right now. They may not have what you have, but they weren't always like that. Something happened to them. And before you go to judging or casting your own opinions, you need to really think about it, because something can happen to you. Be very careful how you look down on others, because it could be you on tomorrow or the next day or even next month. We don't wish that or pray that on anybody, but it is a possibility, you know. A lot of times people say we're just a paycheck away from losing our home or a paycheck away from going bankrupt. So be very careful. Pray for them. Pray for those individuals. And be grateful for what you do have. Be very grateful for what you do have. So that's my little inspiration for today. Be very careful how we look down on other people, because we're not supposed to be doing that anyway. All right, our last bit of news is I want to encourage you to become a Friends Network member. Friends Network is a group of women and men that are in business and ministry. They support the works of Breathe Again. For years, I have people that have been part of the network, and basically, we promote what they do. When I'm out here posting about different people doing events and they have different products or their books are out or they're launching books, they're part of our network, and I promote their book, their information in our newsletter and online and on our website. And I want you to help us continue the work that we're doing. In exchange, we promote your works as well. So it's just $50 for the entire year. And I'd love you if you do that. So go to breatheagainmagazine.org for more information, breatheagainmagazine.org. All right, let's get into the show for today. I'm excited about this show. Y'all know that's my buzzword. I do know other words, but I love excited. So today's show is all about dating your spouse. My guest today is Pamela King. She, along with her husband, are the founders of Still Dating My Spouse. And that is a concept to keep the flames burning, just as they did when you first met your spouse, when you first went out on that date, or even when you used to just hold hands. Now, Pam, are you there?
I am.
Hey, girl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Now, Pam, I said a little bit about you. You are the founder of Still Dating My Spouse, you along with your husband. But tell the audience a little bit more about yourself. Who are you? Where you come from? What do you do?
I am a wife of 14 years. We reside in Tennessee. A mother to four. But have implants of plenty of other children, nieces, nephews, cousins. So I love the kids.
Right.
I know my husband is cringing right now because he's thinking, please don't let her bring any more into the house. But we are doing Still Dating My Spouse, but I wanted to give a little history about Still Dating My Spouse. We was part of a group that it originated with this couple, the Brooks, And it was a Ning site. And
okay.
we all know that a couple of years ago, Ning went to a fee-based.
Right.
And so they decided to just do away with it. It sat in my spirit for a good 9 to 12 months about God is saying, we need this. This was helping people. The couples need to know dating is important. We did it to get our spouse. We need to continue it. And so we just picked up the torch and been running with it ever since. This is dating your spouse is so important, and it goes past just having a meal. There's so much that goes into that you get out of dating your spouse that we want people, couples to understand. Get it in by any means necessary.
Right, right, right. Well, that's good that the Lord pressed upon you to actually continue with it, keep it moving, because a lot of people would have just, you know, just let it fall by the wayside. But you saw that it was very important. Now, the mission of Still Dating My Spouse is to build healthy, strong marriages by encouraging couples to implement regular date night. And when asked why you do what you do, you said, I love being married, and I also recognize how hard it is being married and being a wife. The reason you're passionate is because building a strong bond is very important. The bond is built by engaging in activities as one-on-one talking, being transparent, and you're transparent when you're dating. So you like to encourage couples to date to get the fun back into their marriages, right?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, just think about when you guys were dating, courting, or, you know, before you said the I do's, before the joint bills, before the, you know, just life in itself of being married took place. You know, you guys had fun. You talked about anything. It was no holds barred. Even when you was no holds barred, you were still having fun. I can remember my husband and I, before we said I do, we used to sit and we started back, you guys. But we used to sit around and just talk about any and everything. We're laughing, but we're sharing our feelings and we're bonding.
Right.
And, you know, once you say that I do, for some reason we think that what we did in the past, what we did to get our spouse, we're supposed to stop because now I'm Mrs. and now I'm Mr., you know.
Yeah.
But we can't. You got to keep it going because you'll start growing apart, and the whole point of getting married is growing together to be one.
Yeah, and a lot of times what I hear is it's not fun anymore. You know, some couples say it's not fun anymore. It's too serious, you know. You have the bills and the kids, and it's not fun. So laughing is so important. Would you say that laughing is important?
It is very important, and just to piggyback off of it's not fun, it's all about what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
What you put in and the way that you think about it is what you're going to get out of it. If you think, if you dread it, it's going to be a dreadful marriage. If you look at it in open eyes and looking at it to be a encouragement to you, that is exactly what it's going to be. So if you're feeling trapped or you're feeling bored in your marriage, I challenge you to think of something to take you out of that element. Think of something that you and your spouse can do to bring the life back into your marriage. It doesn't have to be anything spectacular. When I say that, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. It doesn't take a whole lot of planning. It's just go back to what you did before you said I do, that you guys laughed like crazy about. Just do it again.
Right. Go back to that original state where you once were,
because
that's very important. Now, do you do offline fellowships as well, or is it just online, or what exactly do you do with the couples that are part of it?
Well, we do on and off. Right now, we are doing a couples fitness boot camp where the couples are coming in and getting sweaty together. And you would think that the couples wouldn't be a bonding thing, but it actually is a bonding because you're having to learn how to talk to each other. You're learning how to depend on each other, be a team player. So we do things offsite, offline as well, and we're working to do other things. We love to travel, so when we go to different cities, we like to get with other couples and spend and encourage them that way as well.
That's good. That is real good because A lot of times couples need another couple to intervene. That can work in two different ways. It could be good in some instances, and it can be bad in other instances. But I like what you just said. You really said, going back to talking about it's not fun anymore, you really said you get what you put into it. So if you put nothing into it and you're bored all the time and you are boring, so then you're going to have a boring marriage.
Absolutely. If all you keep saying is we do nothing, somebody got to take the initiative. Change starts with you. So you can't expect your spouse to do the changing if you haven't done anything to make the change happen as well. So if you're steady saying it's boring, figure out something. Go get some Nerf guns and give it to your husband when he comes in the house and just pop him upside the head. You know, shoot one of the Nerf balls at them. And can you imagine coming in the house and you've been shot by a Nerf ball? First you're going to be shocked. What? But then you're going to realize that you guys are about to play.
Right.
You can't be upset and you play it. There's no boring when there's playing and laughter.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take much.
Yeah. That's funny when you brought that up because my husband and I, we have a lot of fun. We've gone through a lot of issues, but we have a lot of fun. My husband is a cool dude. I would hang out with him if he was just a dude because we have fun together and we do silly things. And I have brought up to one woman something my husband does all the time, and I'll be taking a shower and he'll just come in there and take some cold water and pour it in my nice hot shower. And then I jump out the shower. It's just, you just don't even do the visual, Pam. Please don't do the visual.
I better say that was his point right there. That's exactly what he wanted.
Exactly. So, and that's fun, and I'm laughing, but I'm fussing at the same time because that water was cold. But that keeps that laughter going. And when I brought that up to somebody, they was like, oh, no, that's not funny. I would have just got mad, and we'd have been arguing. I'm like, why? That's fun. Yeah. And they'd be like, no, that's not fun. So you have to know those that labor among you, too. What works for one may not work for the other.
Absolutely. It just all depends, and that goes back, that dating will help you to learn your spouse because you guys are talking, you're going to get insight on who they are, what they like, where they're going, where they're been, and that'll help you with your everyday walk with your spouse because you're not walking with a stranger, you actually know this person, so you'll know if it's okay for you to go in there and pour that cold water on them while they're in the shower.
You'll know
if they're in a mood to play when they come through the house. I mean, when they first get home, and you know, with the Nerf balls or whatever. That's all about learning your spouse and dating and learning your spouse is a continuous thing. It's not just until you said I do. It's not until just the babies come. It's an everyday thing that you have to do.
Right. It's so funny that we had season passes for King's Dominion. So when we went to King's Dominion in the summer, we would go with the kids during the day. Then we would take the kids home and go back by ourselves at night. And I would be like, but we can't do this all the time. We can't be leaving the kids. He like, shoot, yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, absolutely. We did the family thing. It's our turn.
Right, exactly. Well, look, Pam, I have a few listeners, readers' questions as well. I understand the importance of alone time with your spouse, and couples are working a lot. Some are working 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet. The free time that they do get, their sleep. So do you find time to date, or do you work in order to keep a roof over your heads? What do you tell that couple?
I say you do them both because I guarantee you, if you sit down and write out your time, there is a quarter of time that you have that you can really allocate to spending time with your spouse. Mm-hmm. I understand that we work and we sleep, but we also do what we want to do. We make time for what we want to make time for, and for those families that work, sleep. I need you to carve out 10 minutes of that sleep time because I can't tell you not to go to work because I can't feed you. So I need you definitely to go to work.
Right.
But carve out 10 minutes. It doesn't hurt 10 minutes of you sitting and just bonding with your spouse or you can even take that shower time because my husband is a truck driver. He may be gone 2 days or 3 days out the week, but I guarantee you those other days he's here, we are getting it in. because mm-hmm. we all have to work, and I understand it and I respect that. But sit down and think about how you allocate your time. Where can you shave off 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there to get that time in with your spouse? Technology
yeah.
is so wonderful now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they may work 2 and 3 jobs, and y'all may be on different shifts, but take that time to do a video conference with each other. You know,
right.
iPhones have that FaceTime. Instead
yeah.
of just holding the phone talking, put your faces together. You would not believe how much that is going to do for you, because you're actually seeing and able to see your spouse and see their face instead of seeing it drooling on the bed or seeing when it's passing you going through the door.
Right, right, right. Send some sexy tweets or something. Tell them
oh,
what you're going
yes,
to
do to
them when you come
too.
Home.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's free. That's free.
Yes. You have to do... And that goes back to knowing your spouse.
Yeah.
If your spouse is not a texter, then
right.
you need to figure out how to do it. You may need to slide a note in their pants pocket or their purse,
right.
or put it, tape it on the car. We already know they're going to be in the car because they got to go to work, right? So
right,
put a note
right.
in their car. Do something to let your spouse know that you're still there, you still love them. This you still invested in this marriage. But if you guys walk daily and there is no true communication, eventually Satan is going to tell you, your spouse don't care nothing about you. You out
absolutely.
Here working and working, and they don't even say thank you.
Right, right.
Don't even allow that devil to even creep in there. So
that's right.
Go on and build it. Write notes. Send a text.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a voicemail. I still have a voicemail my husband sent me a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just love
mm-hmm.
to hear it. Because
yeah.
it was out of the blue, and I know it was from his heart, so I hold on to it. When
right.
when I can't get him and he's somewhere in the boondocks and we can't talk, I have it. So you just have to figure out what's best for you and how
that's
to get
right.
it in. Because you got it. Whatever you want to do, you will do. What you want to spend time for, you will do it. And what you want to spend money on, you're going to do it.
That's right, that's right. So, Pam, you've been working with couples for years now. What are a few common practices that you see in couples that do not practice regular date nights or, you know, date days? Because it doesn't have to be a full night, like you said. It could be 10
absolutely.
Minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Absolutely.
But they do not practice this. So what happens that you see in their relationship when they don't feel as though this is important?
Well, several things happen. They are filling the void with outsiders, and you can take
mm-hmm.
that however you need to take it. It can
mm-hmm.
be mom and them, sister them, girlfriend and them, or someone of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Every conversation that you have becomes escalated because you guys don't know how to communicate with each other.
Right.
And the other thing that I've been noticing or have come across lately is that we're sleeping like old people. I got my room and you have your room.
Mm.
If you're not in the same bed and you're not having that time, even if it's sleeping,
mm-hmm.
you're missing out. There's a gap there that needs to come. You need to fill that gap. So we have those couples that can't talk to each other. They're filling their time that should be with you with someone else, and then you're sleeping in separate beds.
Right,
that's not a marriage.
Right.
That's roommates.
That's right. That's right. So give us a few tips on what we could do to keep it tight, keep it right.
I like that.
Just a few things. Keep it tight, keep it right. What can we do?
Well, some of the things that is really simple is think of a meal that you guys can have together. If it's breakfast, if it's coffee, I'm a big proponent, if you can't do a full date night or date day or a date, however you
mm-hmm.
want to say it,
mm-hmm.
carve out 10 minutes a day that there's no cell phones, there's no internet, there's no TV. It's just you
mm-hmm.
and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say don't talk about the kids because, you know, a lot of times the kids is the is the fun of your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But find something not only talking about the kids, but talk about you guys, what
okay.
it is about us, what are we doing, where are we going, how do you feel, where, you know, that.
Right.
Shower together. I can only laugh at you when you were talking about that cold water because
right.
I just think showering together is a
right.
whole nother level, and it does so much for you guys.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't take a whole lot of time, but just think about what you are gaining from that
right.
time in the shower because you are going to chatter. So spend that time together. If you are on different work schedules, pick a time throughout the day, especially if you're able to pick your own lunch time. Decide that this at 11 o'clock, this is when I'm going to take my lunch, but this is actually the time I'm going to get on the phone and talk to my spouse.
Right,
I'm
going right. to
spend lunch with my spouse. It's going to be virtually, but we're spending this time together.
Yeah, yeah.
Ride in the car together. Carpool.
Yeah.
I know couples that that work the same shift, but get in the car together. Carpool.
Mm-hmm.
Can
yeah.
you imagine both of y'all cussing out the drivers around you as you walk trying to drive to work? I mean, you can't bond no better than that. You got to say.
Right, right,
you know?
Right. You tell her, get in front of them, get in front of them. Bonnie and Clyde. You know, one thing I was also going to add is my husband gets up early in the morning to go to work. I think it's really important that you get up as well when they get up.
Absolutely.
Even if
Absolutely.
You're just there with one eye open and one eye closed,
Absolutely.
I think he, you know, they will appreciate that when you get up. Because I know my husband does appreciate it when I'm up. Even if I'm just standing there watching him or sitting on the bed watching him get dressed, you know,
mm-hmm.
wanting to go back to sleep. But that's important too, right?
Mm-hmm. It really is. My husband normally works, like tonight he has to be at work at 2 a.m. That's
mm-hmm.
awful. I'm going to let y'all know that is awful.
Right.
But when he leaves this house at 1:15, I will be up with him. Baby,
right.
is this something I need to do? Do you need my help?
Right.
Most of the time I'm laying in the bed trying to hold my eyeball open.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
mm-hmm.
talking to him as he's going out, and we never leave the house. I don't care who's leaving without giving the other one a kiss.
That's right.
So
That's
that
right.
we can, so we just do that. If I'm
yeah.
leaving, he leaving. But when he leaves for work, I am up. So that is very
yeah.
important. You may not, he or she may not need your help, but it's just the fact that you're up spending that little time with him. That's quality time because actually
Absolutely.
I can get a whole lot in 15 minutes.
Absolutely. You sure can, girl. Sure can. Now, look, what if one spouse wants to date and the other spouse doesn't want to date? Because there are a lot of people set in their ways. One spouse, and it doesn't even have to be the woman. A lot of times people think that it's the woman that is always the one that's nagging, trying to get the man to do it. But sometimes it's the man trying to get the woman to do it. But what if you have one that wants to and one that doesn't? How do you speak to that?
Well, you have to speak your spouse's language because
mm-hmm.
you may be using the word date,
mm-hmm.
and that's not what they want to. That word may scare them. But if you guys are going out to eat, y'all going bowling, y'all doing other things, guess what? That's a date.
Yeah.
So you have to speak your spouse's language. They may or may not like to even leave the house. That's okay. You need to figure out how to bring that quality time into the house.
Right,
so
right.
my spouse loves to play the Xbox. He
uh-huh.
got some games that you have to walk the people. I can't do that kind of stuff. But
uh-huh,
I'm
uh-huh.
sitting there.
I'm
sitting. That's what he likes to do.
Right, right.
So
you're like, get him.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he'd be like, be quiet. yeah.
right, right.
But you got to figure out what it is that your spouse likes to do. Use their language. Do something that they like to do. Because once they see that you are trying to take, you are interested in what they like, they are
mm-hmm.
going to 90% of the time is going to take an interest in what you like. Now, here's the thing though, there's no nagging, there's no ooh, I don't really want. You can't be negative about it.
Right.
You got to meet them where they are. You can't expect them to jump to where you are and they have never been there. So meet your spouse where they are and take baby steps.
Awesome tips. All right, Pam, that has been the show for today. It really went by
yes.
fast, but you have given me lots of tips. You've given the audience lots of tips. Why don't you give the audience your contact information? How do they contact you?
Well, I am on Twitter at DatingMySpouse. I'm on Facebook. It's still Dating My Spouse. And you can email me at datingmyspouse@yahoo.com. So I look forward to, you know, if you have any questions about dating, anything in regard to marriage, feel free to email me, tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me. I'm Dating My Spouse on Instagram as well. We have a few videos out on YouTube. It's still Dating My Spouse. So follow us. Let me know, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you. My husband and I, we love it. We love meeting couples and helping others.
Awesome, awesome. And you also have some shirts, Still Dating My Spouse. Audience and listeners, support what she's doing. Support. She is really doing ministry. This is ministry, keeping the foundation going, providing tips for husbands and wives. So you have T-shirts and other products that people can actually purchase, and that's on your website, right?
It is. It's stilldatingmyspouse.com. We have the polo shirts, the sweatshirts. We have different things. And it's just so that we're proud. We're proud about what we're doing, and we want others to be proud and show that they are still dating their spouse. Oh. And there's nothing wrong with it. And you want people to know that he belongs to me and she belongs to me.
All right now.
Yes.
Well, lady, it has been a pleasure. Thank you
it's
so
been
much.
A yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to have you back as well because I love what you're doing. I really do. And you're out there on the internet, and you are all over the place. So connect with her, audience. If you have questions, direct message her, email her, contact her, join her Facebook page. You can find her, Dating My Spouse, on Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. And I do have to tell you, I love that video that my husband is acting a fool in front of me right now. So if I'm like, so, okay, I'm trying to be professional. But
he's like, your minutes are up.
Yes, yes, exactly. But look, I love the video that you have out there, and y'all are sitting in the car, and you done told something about his whitey tidies, and he said he don't wear no whitey tidies. I said, wow.
Yes, I think everybody loves that, because that truly was spontaneous.
That was spontaneous, and it was fun, and you can tell you love each other, and y'all enjoy each other, and y'all laugh. So I just love what you're doing, so I just thank you so much. I want y'all listeners to contact her, connect with her, go to her website, sign up for her newsletter, subscribe to what she is doing at stilldatingmyspouse.com, stilldatingmyspouse.com. And that has been our show for today. Connect with us online, breatheagainmagazine.org. And thank you so much for spending the time today in listening to the show. I hope you got something out of it that you can apply to your marriage and to your life. So I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening. Bye-bye, Pam.
Bye. Thank you.